WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day, of your Wednesday, to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear the sermon now. I just preached this last Sunday. We just wrapped up the book of Galatians, and I called it the rest of the story. We also could call it the offense of the cross. It was an offense to unbelievers and the like 2,000 years ago, and it still is today. Look at the way the cross is treated and those who proclaim the message of the cross. So that's where we're at here today and tomorrow. If you are tuned in the rebroadcast at 5:30, then I invite you to stop by Island Community Church here tonight, 6 o'clock. You still have 25 minutes to make it to church tonight, and we'd love to see you. We roll out the blackboard on Wednesday nights. We're in Romans chapter 13. We've got a hot topic to look at. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, because there's no authorities that exist that are not appointed by God. And that's our launching point. That's where we're going to be. Hot topic, like I said. Especially when you consider that Nero was the emperor who was feeding Christians to the lions when Paul wrote that. So, okay, this will play today and tomorrow. Love to see you tonight. Again, 6 o'clock. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Island Community Church. Can't miss it. It's set back pretty far from the road, but you can't miss it. 6 to 7. Or join us on the live feed on the app, Island Community Church FL is the app. That'll turn on right at 6 o'clock. Watch it from somewhere else if you're unable to make it. I don't care where you're able to make it, but join us for this important Bible study. Spend your Wednesday nights in the Word. It'll really strengthen you and help you be a better Christian and a better servant. Here we go. This is part one now of this message, the offense of the cross.
Galatians chapter 6. It's been another great verse-by-verse study here in the book of Galatians. So instead of just going through the greetings, because we're almost at the end here, instead of just going through the greetings at the end, you know, of the last chapter of, you know, say hi to Bob for me, tell Jane I'll be late for dinner, to tell Lois I like her haircut, we're going to recap a little bit here and go through the entire book, hit the high points here. So let's do that now. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you today. Lots of prayer in your house today. All is meaningless without your blessing. We ask and pray for your blessings now on the preaching and the proclamation of your word here today. Speak 50 different things to 50 different people here today, Lord, and those that are watching online. Meet us right where we're at here today. Help us to be doers of your word here today. Transform us more today into the image of your Son. So we come and draw and have been drawing into your presence. And we're all yours. We listen for you. Minister to us now here, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's start with the theme of this book written on the top of the handout there. It's faith plus nothing equals salvation. Understand that equation and you'll be okay. Faith plus nothing. You'll be smarter than the average sixth grader. You'll be smarter than anyone. Faith plus nothing. Or as Sergeant Schultz would say, nothing equals salvation. You can't add anything to faith. Faith alone, that's what we believe in this church. It's by grace alone, that is, God felt like it. God felt like saving you. Any objections? Any objections? God felt like saving you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So faith plus nothing equals salvation. Now, when that fundamental truth gets threatened, Mr. Nice Guy, Paul the Apostle, turns into the Incredible Hulk. Ever watch that show with Bill Bixby? Remember, he'd say, "Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry." Well, that's what happened here. Of all the things you could have said, his mother wears army boots. He wouldn't have mattered. But when you hit this guy like this and start attacking how you get saved, them be fighting words to this man. That's why he said in the last chapter, "I wish you would go and castrate yourselves." That's what he said. Because they were attacking this doctrine of faith plus nothing. You can't add anything to get saved. Matter of fact, you can't do anything to get saved. All you have to do, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You hear, you believe, because God's given you a gift to believe. Don't kid yourself, it's a gift. Your ability to say, "I believe," that's a gift. You don't have that on your own. Someone's given that to you. It's a gift. Now, these people, as soon as, isn't it funny? That's how these guys work, you know? I want to do a pastor. Well, I know a pastor, Pastor Ross, my radio station. The guy had the unmitigated audacity to take 1 week off. And then all, you know what, breaks loose in there. Half the people leave. They want to follow the guest speaker. The guy won't take another day off anymore. Because once someone leaves, same with Paul, once Paul left, they're like, "Nah, I don't believe that." You got to keep rules to be right with God. That's the crux of this letter here. That's what the problem is. Chapter 1, verse 6. He says, "I marvel," or "I'm stunned," or "I'm flabbergasted," or "I'm beyond myself," that you people are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Verse 7, which is not another. That means another of the same kind. Because there is no other gospel of the same kind. There's only one gospel. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. That's the gospel. Believe in his Son. Receive him as your Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord, and your name is written in the book of life. And you can do that without burning a calorie. You don't have to sweat to that oldie. "I marvel you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different heteros gospel, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you, and they want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be cursed." That's his greeting. No greeting at all to these people. Right off the bat, some praise of his Lord and Savior, and then he goes right at them. "I'm astonished," he says, "I marvel at how fast you people have been deceived." Paul said there's no other gospel other than the one that he preached to them. Salvation by grace alone, through faith alone. And the trouble here in Galatia were with Jewish folk, believers and unbelievers alike. They were telling these people that faith in Jesus Christ alone wasn't enough. They needed to become Jews first, then Christians. Right? No. So these Jews were telling the Galatians they needed to, number one, they needed to get circumcised, because that was a requirement in Genesis 18 to be part of the family. And number two, they needed to stop eating foods that the Old Testament forbid. And Paul, throughout the New Testament, teaches us the Old Testament laws and dietary restrictions no longer apply to us New Testament Christ followers, because there's been a change in covenants. This is key to understand in this church. If you take anything home with you today, remember this. There's been a change in covenants. Please write these verses down here. I'm going to get, actually, they're on the handout. These verses, which will help you defend the faith against modern day Judaizers, which is a growing threat to the Church of Jesus Christ. As a pastor, I've seen more people fall away to this than anything else. Than drugs, alcohol, adultery, fornication. I've seen more people fall away to go and try to walk where Jesus walked, eat what Jesus ate, live like Jesus lived. That should be telling to you. It's a brilliant deception in its own right. It's not a deception to do drugs. It's not a deception to cheat on your wife. It's a deception to draw closer to God. Sounds great, right? All you got to do is keep the law. No. Because you can't keep the law. We'll get more into that here as we're moving along here. Here are some of these verses I want to show you so that you'll know you're armed, loaded for bear here on how there's been a change of covenant. Okay? So the first one, Romans 14, 14. Again, they're all on the second line of the handout going all the way across, only taking up one line here. Are these verses I'm going to give you. To prove to you, the Bible teaches there's been a change in covenant, and you people are not living under the old one. You're living under the new one. Romans 14, 14. Paul says, I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Hear what he's saying? He's talking about, you know, in my Bible, my wide margin Bible, you know what I wrote there? I wrote PPP. You know what that stands for? Pulled pork platter. Bring it on! And for dessert, baby back ribs, shrimp cocktail. You see, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, do not be loaded down with a yoke of bondage. They're not written for you. They were written thousands of years ago for old covenant Jews, not for you. Not for you. So again, Romans 14, 14. But you see, freedom allows you to say, I want no part of that. Because that's it. If you're offended by that, then that's fine. Here's the whole verse. I know and I'm convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But he's not done. Semicolon. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is clean. You see, freedom rules. If you're offended by that, then I'm not going to eat it in your presence, because I'm not going to offend my brother. If that offends you, I respect that. But don't tell me that God has a problem with it. You have the problem with it, not him. The second is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 11. I forgot to tell those visiting today, our services generally run about 2.5 hours long. See, they're laughing. They know I'm joking. This might tend to be a little bit long one. That's why I didn't do as much music today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul's favorite way of teaching is showing two things side. He loves to compare two things side by side. He always teaches this way. And now he's going to do just that. He's going to compare the Old Testament and the New. The Old Testament and the New. Keep that in mind as I read the verses to you. Starting in verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. In the middle of that verse, Paul says, our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Okay, what's the letter, do you think? The law, Ten Commandments, written by the finger of God. So, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Here you go. He's continuing. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Verse 7. But if the ministry of death... Notice what this Pharisee just called the Old Testament. He'd die a million deaths for it before. He called it a ministry of death. For if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit be not much more glorious? Verse 9, for if the ministry of condemnation had glory, then the ministry of righteousness exceeds in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what was passing away was glorious, then what remains is much more glorious. See how he's doing this? That's it for that example there. But that's key verses. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 11. It's on your hand out here. There's been a change in covenant. Next example is Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Paul wrote, Christ is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law. Well, let me read the whole verse. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to those who believe. The end of the law for righteousness. That means that's the end of those that are trying to do and keep rules to be right with God. Christ is the end of that. You are now right with God by your faith in Jesus Christ. That's why Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, having been by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's been a change in covenants. Someone died in your place. There's been a change in covenants. Praise the Lord for that is right. That's good news, Bill. Romans 10:4. Now, I wrote and sent that to someone before, and I got an 80-page thesis by some fool somewhere or another, telling me how Christ is not the end of the law. We follow an old Latin saying. It's called sola scriptura, which means the Bible alone. I don't care what Joe, I don't care what Tom Smith wrote. I care what God wrote and recorded in his word. We follow what the Bible says, not man's opinion on what the Bible said. Because if your opinion on what the Bible said is wrong, then you're wrong. And I'm not listening to you. The Bible says Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to those who believe. Next up, on the same list here of change of covenants, Galatians 3:24, it says the law was, not the law is, and not the law shall be. It says the law was our schoolmaster, or some translations say our tutor, to bring us to Christ, so that we might be by faith. The law is like a taxi. Drops you off with all the songs that we sang this morning, where I first saw the light. The law drops you off at the foot of the cross, and then you have to make a decision in your life. What do you do with Jesus? You'll stumble over him at some time in your life, and you'll stub your toe. But woe to that person who that stone falls on. Because Jesus said that person will be ground to powder. The law drops you off at the foot of the Christ. That is, you can't keep. How do you guys realize yet that you can't keep rules? Adam couldn't do it. Eve couldn't do it. No one except Jesus has been able to keep rules. And Jesus kept them because God was his Father. And he had no sin nature. He's not like us. He is, the Bible says, he's separate from sinners. Yet was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Okay, next up, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. Whoever wrote this book, listen to what he wrote. Hebrews 8, 7 through 13. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant and I disregarded them, says the Lord. All right, Hebrews 8:10. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, they will be my people. None of them will teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all will know me. From the least of them to the greatest of them, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. All right, here it comes, John. You ready? Their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. That's good news. You heard it here first, maybe not first, but I'm here to remind you here this morning on the sixth day of February, 2022, that God has forgotten your sins. If you've left them behind, and if you have got the blood of his son involved with your sins, like the Bible says, if we confess, homo legeo, it means to speak what he already knows. He already knows them. If you confess your sins, he is faithful. That is, he'll do it every time. Not because of you, because of him. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's good news. God has got amnesia when you're with your sins, when you turn from them and repent and leave them behind. But then he says this in this last verse from the New King James, verse 13. In that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first covenant obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. I'm ready to sneeze. What a verse. In that he says a new covenant, he's made the first covenant obsolete. The Old Testament, the old covenant, as far as the law over you, is obsolete. A Pharisee wrote that. Now what is becoming old or obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Does everyone in this church understand this truth? That's good news. This is what this book This is what this book of Hebrews is teaching us. You are no longer living under the law. You and I live under what these great theologians call the dispensation of grace. That's where we're living. Okay, next up in this list, Mark chapter 7, verse 15. Here comes one from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says, listen to me, quote, listen to me, all of you, and understand. Listen to what God says. There is nothing outside a man that can defile him if it goes into him. But the things that come out of the man are what defile him. Then it's odd what they have, what he said next. He said, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Isn't that a strange place to find that? You laugh. We've seen people walk out of this church over that verse. He says, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. There is no food that you eat that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you, not what you eat. You're not under the old covenant law anymore. The things that proceed out of the man are what defile him. Verse 17 there, it says, now when he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples questioned him about this parable. And he said to them, are you so, in other words, yes, Esposito vernacular, he says, are you so stupid also? All right. He says, are you so lacking in understanding about this? Don't you understand that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it doesn't go into his heart, but it goes into his stomach and thus is eliminated. Now, then the Holy Spirit inspired Mark, the gospel writer, to add this. Thus he declared all foods clean. Mark 7:15, if it matters. Thus he declared all foods clean. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? So what else do we have here in Galatians? Verse 15, it says, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. All right, sometimes, or I should say many times, things don't take place when you wish that they would.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
From Love Worth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Before the crucifixion of Jesus, Simon Peter had boasted